Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Full forecast details are coming up. Another arrest has been made in what the Racine County Sheriff's Office has dubbed Operation Lifesaver, an effort to round up the nine members of an alleged heroin distribution ring. During a news conference at the Law Enforcement Center, Sheriff Christopher Schmeling said his department is taking a three-pronged approach to deal with the issue of opioid addiction in Racine County, which includes saving lives, educating the public about the dangers of opioid addiction, and enforcement.
Arresting one drug dealer, in my opinion, is one less addiction, one less overdose, and one less grieving family. Although in this particular case, these individuals sold to our drug agents in excess of 30 times heroin, you can only imagine how many hundreds of people they sold to our community before we actually arrested them.
Schmeling had a warning for drug dealers.
This: if you're going to be selling drugs in Racine County, I can assure you that you're going to have a target. We're going to hunt you down and you're going to be arrested. Rest assured.
During four raids Tuesday morning, members of the Metro Drug Unit seized a significant quantity of heroin, several guns, and other evidence. In addition, six children were taken into protective custody. Of the nine people named in the warrants, men and women who lived across the city of Racine, seven are in custody, two others are being sought. Several of the suspects appeared in court this afternoon. Medical examiner Mike Payne noted Racine County is averaging about one opioid overdose death a week. Four men were taken into custody by Mount Pleasant Police with help from Sturtevant PD and the Racine County Sheriff's Office late last night. Reference a shots fired call near Gates Street and Durand Avenue with additional help from a citizen who followed a vehicle. Officers did a high-risk stop in the 1300 block of Highway 20. Inside the vehicle, according to a news release, was a gun. Taken to jail on arrest charges of recklessly endangering safety, witness intimidation, and disorderly conduct while armed was 26-year-old Derek Harris of Illinois. Three other occupants of the vehicle, two from Racine and one from Illinois, were all jailed for witness intimidation. It was almost 2 years ago that Caledonia Village President Bob Bradley had a committee start keeping tabs on what happens with the former Western Publishing Building at 5945 Erie Street. Because of concerns from neighbors and police about trespassers, and now he's telling those residents something will be done. Several residents talked about the problems at this week's village board meeting. John Batten noted a lot of residents like to walk, but the building is a concern, including for police, given its condition and the trespassing.
My first fear, really immediate fear, is for the officers who have to respond. I don't think one of these eventually is going to end well, because they have to go in. Kids are getting in the building. Officers have to go in the building after them. The first danger is obviously going to be the kids that are in there for the officers, but we've heard the reports from the officers there. Black mold, water, broken fluorescent bulbs, mercury, and we're asking our officers to go in there repeatedly to search for the individuals that are there.
Administrator Tom Christensen indicated the first action is to board up the building and get in contact with the owner. President Bradley said the comments have shown the growing concern, and he told the audience, quote, "I guarantee you that this will become a priority." The Kenosha City Plan Commission tomorrow will consider plans for a third proposed boutique hotel in downtown Kenosha. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Paul Campagna owns three restaurants in Kenosha and has purchased the building at 614 56th Street with plans for a six-room hotel on the second floor, a lower-level ultra-lounge banquet facility and bar for up to 120 people, and a first-floor full-service bar and restaurant. The plan's also calling for a 3,000-square-foot rooftop terrace area with outdoor seating and a 1,500-square-foot mezzanine with a small bar and restaurant area. The location, right next to the Chase Bank building, where another larger boutique hotel has been proposed. Now, work is already underway on renovations to the old Heritage House, which is also being transformed into a specialty hotel. The City Plan Commission tomorrow will be considering the conditional use permit for the 614 hotel project. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Call it shrewd planning or whatever, the Pleasant Prairie Village Board decided this week that trick-or-treat will be held on Sunday, October 29th, between 3 and 6 p.m. In doing so, the board continues the practice of scheduling the official trick-or-treat date for the Sunday afternoon prior to the October 31st recognition of Halloween, unless it falls on a Sunday. The 31st this year is a Tuesday. Safety and order were the reasons cited by the board members to continue the practice. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.